Hey there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Wynne Collier wrote today's reading, and he called it, Jesus Our Brother. Bridger Walker was only six when a menacing dog lunged at his younger sister. Instinctively, Bridger jumped in front of her, shielding her from the dog's ferocious attack. After receiving emergency care and 90 stitches to his face, Bridger explained his actions. If someone had to die, I thought it should be me. Thankfully, plastic surgeons have helped Bridger's face heal, but his brotherly love, evidenced in recent pictures where he's seen hugging his sister, remains strong as ever. Ideally, family members watch over us and care for us. True brothers step in when we're in trouble and come alongside us when we're afraid or alone. In reality, even our best brothers are imperfect. Some even wound us. We have one brother, however, who's always on our side. Jesus. Hebrews tells us that Christ, as an act of humble love, joined the human family, sharing our flesh and blood, and becoming like us, fully human in every way. As a result, Jesus is our truest brother, and he delights in calling us his brothers and sisters. We refer to Jesus as our Savior, friend, and King, and each of these are true. However, Jesus is also our brother, who has experienced every human fear and temptation, every despair or sadness. Our brother stands alongside us, always. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 through 18. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again he says, Here am I and the children God has given me. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, it's amazing to think of you as our brother, one who has experienced the same kind of joys and sorrows that we have, and so much more. Please walk with us, love us, teach us, and show us your way, so that our lives will reflect your love to this world that desperately needs you. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.